Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRU-LP Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where reggae music gets today's spotlight.
And our next reggae legend was a founding member of the Wailers before going solo in 1973. He was another pivotal figure in helping reggae cross over to the mainstream by touring with the Rolling Stones and scoring an international hit with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
He also had many friends among the rock's elite. Do you know that?
Jim, all true. But Peter Tosh was no coddled rock star. As a teen, he experienced life in the notorious Kingston slum known as Trenchtown. Do you know why it was called Trenchtown?
Everyone wore trench coats?
Close.
Oh.
No, actually, this was such a poor area outside of town where all the trenches that brought the sewage away from Kingston, and this is where they built these shanty houses and stuff. So that's where Trenchtown came from. He used his music to express his Rastafarian beliefs and to bring attention to the political and social injustices in his native Jamaica. He also spoke up against apartheid and nuclear weapons. Unfortunately, Peter was hounded and jailed by Jamaican authorities for openly lobbying for marijuana legalization and needling Jamaicans' political leaders.
So let's celebrate the Grammy-winning Peter Tosh by playing two of his songs. First is Legalize It, followed by Don't Look Back, which is a duet with Mick Jagger. Again, that Mick Jagger guy.
Yeah,
it sounds familiar.
Sure, I know.
He was in a rock band, wasn't he?
Started with an R.
Rolling Somethings.
Yeah, something about
Rolling, the Rolling Somethings, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Rolling Somethings.
Yeah, that's it. Well, anyway, they did this song to reach a wider audience, so let's take a listen to these two great songs by Peter Tosh.
Don't criticize. I will advertise it. Some call it of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. I advertise it. Birds.
Keep on walking, don't look back. I keep
Well, I guess we know where Peter Tosh stands on marijuana.
Yeah, I think so. What a great song.
Yeah. This is classic reggae roots music.
I think Jagger added a really nice touch
to
it, too.
He did a good job.
Well, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Hundley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we celebrate the greatest music of all time.
All right, Jim. Well, folks, that's all she wrote for today's show, sorry to say.
Not so quick draw McGraw there. We're forgetting the most important reggae artist, don't you think?
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who won the United Nations Peace Medal and has an album in the Grammy Hall of Fame along with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award?
That's right, that guy.
That guy? Oh. You mean the guy whose record sales have topped 75 million units and was awarded the Jamaican Order of Merit?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. You must mean the guy whose album Exodus was picked as Time Magazine's Best Album of 99, and the guy who was awarded Great Britain's first cultural heritage plaque and whose album Legend has gone platinum 15 times?
Yeah, that guy. I'm telling you.
Oh, you must mean the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You must mean the guy who has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What did I say? Hawk?
Yeah.
Okay. Along with the street named after him and a special day every year honoring his memory?
Mark, yes, that guy.
You mean the guy who Rolling Stone magazine chose as the 11th greatest artist of all time and who was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You mean Bob Marley?
Yay, Mark. Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Yes, that's the guy. Mark. No, you're Mark. We're talking about Bob Marley. Before becoming a rock star and idol, Bob Marley experienced extreme poverty and despair. He was also a complex man whose marketing created an idol that didn't really always square up with the reality.
That's true, Jim, and that's something for music journalists and biographers to tackle. But there's no denying the lasting legacy of his music that evolved over a short lifetime. He was only 35 years old before dying of cancer. And I got to say, I read this article from a doctor who examined him, you know, as he was in his final stages. This doctor said that he had never seen another human being with more cancer in his body.
Oh, that's
a shame. It was so sad.
Yeah.
Well, we could dedicate an entire show to Bob Marley with and without the Wailers, but we only have time to play two songs.
So we're going to start out with his song One Love, and we're going to follow that up with Get Up, Stand Up, two great songs. And Mark, if you start dancing around like Bob Marley and whipping around your fake dreadlocks, I'm going to find a new radio partner.
Oh, okay. I don't want to lose this gig.
All right, just sit in your chair.
Because we're so good at it, you know.
All right.
I just wanted to mention one thing. The song One Love was actually used by the Jamaican Tourism Bureau, and I think most people have heard it. So.
Yeah, they're two great songs. So why don't you spin some platters for us, Eggers?
One love, one heart, let's get together. Together and be
stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. Is that all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told. So now you see the light, hey. Stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
our rights.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get
up, stand up
in the
don't
morning.
Give it up.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Well, Jim, stand up, get up.
No.
Or get up, stand
up. Yeah,
for your rights.
Yeah, very political
song.
Yeah,
go outside and, yeah, just...
Yeah, listen to the lyrics on that one, because it's very important.
It's pretty heavy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we opened today's show with a woman, Mark, so why not close with a woman?
Good idea, because we always are asked, why don't you have more women?
We are?
Not us personally.
Oh, on the radio show.
Yeah, radio, like more female musicians, more female guests.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it wrong. Our wives
did.
Are our wives listening? No, I don't
know. No, they don't listen.
All right, well, that's a good idea. So let's introduce listeners to another pioneer. That would be, I think her first name, her real name is Offlin or Offlin Russell, but everyone knows her as Sister Nancy. She was born in Kingston in 1962. She is known as the world's first female Jamaican dance hall DJ and the first to tour internationally. And this was a pretty big deal because back then, they did not consider women worthy to be DJs or to be involved with the reggae movement. So she's also the first woman to perform at the Jamaican Reggae Sunsplash Festival, which has been held annually since 1978.
And for those who don't know much about the Jamaican dancehall music, it takes its name from the Jamaican dancehalls that first sprung up in the 1950s and in the 1960s. The music is supplied by local sound systems, with the DJ adding vocals and lyrics to the music.
Well, in 1982, Sister Nancy released her debut album, 1-2. The last song recorded for the album was Bam Bam, and remains one of the best dancehall songs of all time. But actually, I think the proper pronunciation is Bam Bam.
Well, Bam Bam, is it about the Flintstones Bam Bam?
Not quite. Actually, I looked into this, and this song and the words Bam Bam was about empowerment. It's to raise a ruckus, and I believe that she was trying to say that just because I'm a woman, I'm empowered to be as good a DJ as the men.
Well, so, she did prove that.
She did.
Yeah.
And in fact, this song has been sampled many times by musicians, and it's been heard in ads and movies. But get this, it took 32 years before Sister Nancy got paid. The last straw that drove her to seek legal help was when she was seeing her song used for a Reebok commercial. So here is Sister Nancy doing the celebrated dancehall song Bam Bam.
Tell me say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. One me, them a talk about me ambition. Say one me, come them a talk about me ambition. Come me say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo, what a bam.
Well, Jim, that's our show for today.
We do have a very important message to say. Huntley Community Radio is your radio station and is proud to broadcast to Kane and McHenry County every day. But like any other 501c3 Illinois nonprofit organizations, we operate on the financial support of our listeners and the community because your support keeps us on the air.
Well said, Jim. Our community is very important to us. We live here, we work here, we shop here, and we raise our families here. The station operates entirely with volunteers who dedicate their time to create a wide variety of local, non-commercial music and talk programming. And while we are so thankful that you listen and for the support of many local businesses over the years, it's just not enough to meet our annual budget. Without additional financial support, we will have to consider the future of this radio station.
And so we are asking you for your help now and to support your community radio station with a tax-deductible donation. We have made it easy for you. So go to huntleyradio.com. That's huntleyradio.com. And look for the big red donate button. Your gift stays right here in Huntley and will be applied directly to meet our monthly expenses, assist future growth, and to keep the radio station running for our entire community. So please go to huntleyradio.com, click the big red donate button now.
Can't miss it.
No, and all donations, by the way, are fully tax deductible. Anyway, please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, if you miss our on-air broadcasts, you can listen to our archive shows anytime by going to the Huntley Community Radio website and finding the link to our show. Thanks for listening, but first, because who can never get enough of Bob Marley? We're going to end and close out with the Bob Marley song, Exodus.
Thanks for listening.
Movement of your people.